You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance.
Come on, TV, give me some of that sweet, sweet pep.
If you want to make the indication of a happy little cloud, all you do is just sort of tap. A little stringy cloud just lives right there in the brush.
Wax on, right hand. Wax off, left hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, before you hear it on the news, I'm going to tell you myself. About an hour ago, we had an incident where one of the employees stuck their arm through the cage and a tiger tore her arm off.
No, nothing happens.
Well, something happens.
Well, why am I watching it?
Because it's on TV.
Sing it, Sam.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. I'm Jack Rodolico, live in Concord, and a quick shout out to Emily Quirk, who produces this show and produced that incredible montage of, I would say, like 70 years of TVs and movies, maybe more. Well done, Emily. It's a great way to start our show, which is all about pure escapism. We want you to call in to tell us what you are watching that's helping you cope with the pandemic, with the isolation, with the uncertainty. Are you binging, streaming? Are you DVRing or channel surfing? Maybe your TV is helping you feel a little less lonely, or that laptop in bed at night. What are you finding for your kids to watch that doesn't make you feel like a negligent parent? We're going to compile all your recommendations into a pandemic watch list. So call us to tell us what it is that you're watching during this pandemic that's keeping you a little bit saner. Call us to talk. Our number is 603-513-7700. Again, the number is 603-513-7700. You can email us too at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Before we go to callers, just a quick recap from the day's headlines about coronavirus in New Hampshire. Here's what we learned today. The Department of Health and Human Services announced 5 additional deaths from COVID-19. None of those individuals lived in nursing homes, and 3 of them were under the age of 60. Governor Chris Sununu sent a letter to Washington today asking the federal government to provide more support to the state's 3,200 restaurants. The governor wrote to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell asking Congress to increase federal funding for small business loans and to give restaurants more flexibility to repay those loans or maybe even have them forgiven. We've got a lot more on our website, including stories about how COVID-19 is impacting birthing centers, as well as city trash collection. That's all at nhpr.org. So, you know, right now, you could park yourself in front of cable news all day, and just about every 5 minutes, they're going to tell you something new about this pandemic that's going to make you feel uneasy. So I'd say forget the news for the next hour. Talk to us. We want to talk about what stories are helping you escape from the reality around us right now. Let's talk about what you have been watching since this pandemic started. What movies are bringing you comfort? What shows are you hooked on? Is it The Tiger King on Netflix? Is it British period dramas on PBS? Maybe RuPaul's Drag Race season 12? No judgments from us. I promise New Hampshire Calling is live, and our phone number is 603-513-7700. Get your recommendation on our watch list that we will put together and post online a little later this week. All the cool stuff to watch to keep you occupied during the pandemic. The number to call us again is 603-513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. And before we go to the calls, while you're getting to your phone to call us or shoot us an email, I want to introduce our ride-along guest tonight. Rebecca Lavoie is with me in the studio. Hello.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Rebecca. It's good to have you.
It's a dream come true.
Yes, it's good to see you. I was going to say it's good to see you. It's also good to see anyone, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
it's
it feels good. You are NHPR's digital director. You also host a pop-up—I'm messing up my words— You also host the pop culture podcast, Crime Writers On. Mm-hmm. And you're a big watcher. You review stuff on your podcast. You also just like to watch stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you make time for it. And you have strong opinions about the things you watch, which is why we wanted to invite you.
Extremely strong opinions.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Don't hold back. Okay, so while people are lining up to talk to us about what they're watching, you and I are going to talk about what we're watching just a little bit, okay? And we're going to start by talking about The Tiger King.
How can we not? It's a phenomenon.
And this is what I'm going to do. Because I know you and I could spend an hour, I'm going to set a timer for 2 minutes.
Right.
And it's going to be a really obnoxious sound, and we're going to shut up about The Tiger King.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Two is two too little? Should we do three?
Whatever, you're
Let's
the host.
Let's do two. I'm the host. Okay, good. Let's do two. Ready, set, go. Okay. The thing that I think is so fascinating about it, what makes it so gripping and why people love it is like escapism in its purest sense, because it has nothing, no comparison with anyone's regular life.
Hmm.
No one's regular life, right? Like, you don't have tigers in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, am I right? Don't you think it's just like,
I completely disagree.
Really?
It's a human allegory about our actual reality is what I believe
Come on.
It is. It's a crazy subculture that has political divides, opinionated sort of divides. It has sort of this, you know, a lot of comparisons to sort of the dynamics of the 2016 election in The Tiger King. You have, you know, somebody.
Yeah, he does run for president on
he does run for president.
Platform,
yeah, you have people who have a stake in taking a woman down, sort of saying that she committed crimes. And America seems to believe her, even though the men actually do commit crimes on camera. So I think that there's something about it that's escapist. It's about this weird subculture that we know nothing about. And it's fascinating. But it's also a way for us to play out our thoughts and feelings about like the political landscape in America through this particular lens.
Oh, see, you watch much deeper than I do, because I'm just like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? You know? That's basically all I can stomach. But I mean, it is like, you know, putting aside the controversy about it, which is a little hard to put aside because people who are involved in it say that they were misled by the filmmakers.
Yep.
I mean, it is one of those things where you do not know what is going to happen.
Exactly.
Which is one of the reasons why it is so hard to stop watching once you start.
I think it's hard to stop watching. It was also hard for the filmmakers to stop making. They took them, they filmed for 5 years.
Yeah,
and
that's unreal.
I think that they would have filmed forever.
Yeah, right.
had Joe not, you know, had he not had the ending that he had.
Yes.
So I don't want to spoil people who haven't watched it.
Yeah,
he's still alive, by the way.
Yeah.
But like, I think they would have just kept filming and filming and filming and filming. So yeah, I mean, it's really something.
Yeah. It's, you know what? Here comes the timer. 3, 2, 1.
We did it.
We did it.
Hit the post. Team Carol.
Okay, good. Good. And now let's talk about something that includes our listeners who don't care about Netflix, don't stream stuff, because I really want to make sure everyone's included here. You are a soap opera fan.
I am a soap opera fan, yeah.
And that is on television. That is not, you don't need to stream that. You can sit down every day at the same time and watch it.
Well, it's funny because, you know, a lot of the things I review in my podcast, like very highbrow prestige drama, we talk about, you know, stuff on HBO or whatever. But I really do believe that soap operas are the, like, hidden craft of American television. You have these really good actors who are really good at their work, you know, doing this obscene, ridiculous, absurd scenario.
Yes.
But the tropes of soap operas really do filter through a lot of pop culture, and people don't realize it. They really do. But what's happening right now in soap operas is so interesting because we're all home and we could be watching them, but they're not making them right now.
Because nobody's making anything.
Right. So they're playing these classic episodes. I was watching The Young and the Restless a couple weeks ago. They played an episode from 1984. And what was amazing is soap operas are now this underfunded, tiny little television genre that no one pays attention to. They make them super on the cheap. In 1984, these were lavish. 200 people on the set, Bob Mackie gowns, orchestra playing on a wedding scene. It's really something to sort of watch these vintage soap opera episodes right now.
Okay, good. So let's talk to people on the phones because people are calling in. Give us a call to talk about what you are watching during this pandemic that is helping you get through. Call us at 603-513-7700. Again, the number to tell us what you're watching to add to our pandemic watch list is 603-513-7700. You can email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Let's go to Serena in Concord. Hey, Serena, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So you're a healthcare worker.
I'm a manager. I'm a manager. I'm not a healthcare worker, but I'm a manager at a healthcare facility. Yes.
Okay. And so are you looking to really escape from work?
I can't even explain how much.
Yeah.
But because I have to be at work every day, I can't have a daily escape, but I do catch my Saturdays and Sundays Even on Saturdays, I have to be by the phone. So, you know, it's not always. But what I've been doing is that I try to watch foreign movies. So I don't understand the language. I have to go by the subtitles. And I've been using Amazon Prime. So, for example, movies that show a lot of suffering where they have been through a lot. And, you know, I was watching this movie about a Syrian doctor who was treating all the casualties with very basic things he had, and then he escaped to London and things like that. And then there was another story about this lady who was a Lebanese who went to London but lost all her things, and then the only way she could come back to Lebanon was with an Israeli passport, and how she came, changed her identity, and later on her husband finds out. And, you know, things people go through a lot, you know, in some movies they show where the people live this life of stay at home for all the time.
But Serena, what is it? You're doing intense work and you need to escape, but you're watching super intense stuff. And that works for you.
Yeah, it's telling me, you're suffering, but there are people suffering or suffered more than you.
Yeah.
It makes me... You know, I don't take anything for granted, and I get somehow feel grateful that I still have a job, I still have a roof, and I still have 3 meals a day. You know, my family's taken care of. So, I mean, it might sound strange and weird, but that gives me the strength to move on.
I don't think it sounds strange at all. Thank you for calling in, Serena. We appreciate hearing from you, and good luck at work, and I hope you find your next foreign film to escape to very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night. Let's go to Pamela in Brookline. How are you, Pamela? What's going on? Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
So much for being there, and I'm doing well, as can be expected. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about a program that is free. It's on YouTube, and it's called Tales of the Unexpected, apparently all filmed in England, and always seems to have an American actor or actress that we would recognize and not be able to name. And the tales are phenomenal. They are all different. They're not terribly gory. There are a couple that make you think, but they go on for perhaps an hour, and you will be compelled. Hmm. You'll just watch and watch. And also, I'm a great fan of anything that's film noir.
That's wonderful. And this is all on YouTube?
YouTube. It's like phenomenal. It's like going through the glass with Alice. You know, you're just on the other side of everything.
Wow.
Everything.
Excellent analogy.
Everything
I love that.
There.
Yes.
Wonderful stuff.
It's true. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in, Pamela. We appreciate hearing from you.
Well, bless you all. Stay well and stay safe. Bye-bye.
You too. Stay safe. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about the stuff you are watching that is helping you stay sane during this pandemic. Tell us the TV show that you are binging, the TV channel like the Food Network that you cannot stop watching, and we'll add it all to our pandemic watch list. Call us at 603-513-7700. Again, the number 603-513-7700. And we've got emails here, but I want to remind you of the email address too. It's nhcalling@nhpr.org. Jemmy in Concord has been watching a lot of stuff. This is a long email. I'll run through it. She's been watching The Tiger King, Westworld, Better Call Saul, PBS broadcast of Bedlam, a documentary on the mental health crisis, for Quirky Fun Avenue 5, and House. She also is a big supporter of Red River Theaters. We heard from Angie Lane, who runs that theater, last night on our show, and she told us, and this listener is watching the Best of Cat Video Fest on their website. I mean, whatever. Again, we're not judging. Like, I could go down a cat video rabbit hole right about now, too. Let's go to another call. We've got Tracy calling from Grafton. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hey, thanks.
What are you watching?
Birds. We really have been avoiding screens and
you're watching
our
birds.
Nature. Yeah, really.
Hang up on her.
No.
She's cheating.
No, that doesn't. She's being creative. I like this call. Are you through your window or what?
Yes, right out the window. I mean, we're pretty rural, so we could go outside without putting other people at risk. But it's awesome to see just the same birds every day and having a little more time to really observe their behavior. And we're really kind of seeing some cool stuff that is taken us away from the screens and kept us a little more focused on nature and outdoors.
That's great, Tracy. Thanks for calling in from Grafton.
But do any of those birds have pet tigers? Do they? They don't.
Yeah, she's not. But she
no.
She
no
knows.
Pet tigers.
She sounds like. Thank you for calling in. She's focused. She knows what she's doing.
That's right.
She doesn't need our advice.
That reminds me. You know, the earlier caller talked about watching subtitled stuff.
Yeah.
I've been watching a ton of subtitled stuff during the pandemic. The reason why I'm watching subtitled, I watch a lot of Scandi Noir, mm-hmm. is great because you can't look at a second screen while you're watching it. So it really is an escape from the news. You got to put the phone away and just watch the thing.
That's exactly right. Stay with us. We're going to head into a break here, but I'm just going to remind you that this is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. We're making a watch list of all the great stuff to keep you entertained during the pandemic. Our number is 603-513-7700. Call us to add your show to our watch list. And as we go to the break, Rebecca, in your honor, we're going to hit a little bit of the Young and the Restless theme.
NHPR is committed to keeping you informed and to being your trusted source of news. I'm Jason Moon, health reporter for NHPR, and we have an important fundraising challenge tomorrow of $50,000. Critical funding in order to provide you with vital coverage of the coronavirus and more. Please know that NHPR is here for you, and NHPR is here because of you. Sustain NHPR today by giving $10 or $20 a month at nhpr.org.
Hi, New Hampshire Calling. This is Pat calling from Merrimack. Lately, I've been watching a lot of Simpsons. We've been binging it from the first season. I used to watch Simpsons every Thursday and then every Sunday night growing up with my father, so it's been a pleasure watching it with my son. It's great hearing my son belly laugh at all of the physical humor and all of the jokes he gets, and I love, you know, recognizing some of the jokes I think I missed when I was a little kid. It's just a great way to pass the time. It's a great way to bond, and it's just a nice little respite from all of the, you know, the kind of challenges and negativity out there.
Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a new live pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. And right now, we are talking about what you are watching to get you through this crazy time. What are you escaping into? I have a listener challenge for you. What I want to know is, what can you watch that everyone in your family can agree on is worth sitting down through? I'm talking about, you know, parents, kids of multiple ages. What is the thing that everybody in your house can sit down and actually have a good time together watching? Maybe even, you know, start a conversation. And that could be, it could be trashy. Maybe that's the thing that unites your family. Maybe it's like really bad true crime that everybody loves, maybe not for the little kids, or just any, or like a cartoon that you can stomach as an adult. What is it that gets you all together? Call us to tell us about it. 603-513-7700. You can call us again, the number 603-513-7700, or email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. We're going to go to Miriam in Concord. Hey, Miriam, how are you?
Oh, hi. Good evening. Great to have this show.
Oh,
and,
good.
Great to hear people's suggestions. I've been losing myself in British films. Particularly Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful with Gary Oldman about a mole who infiltrates MI6. And he's British. He betrays his people, but justice is done in the end. And he's found out. And George Smiley, the Gary Oldman character,
yeah.
is restored to his rightful place.
Huh.
So somehow or other, these British mysteries, including Vera, also Page 8 with Bill Nye is wonderful. And the bad guys are punished and the good guys succeed.
That's good.
And the the Tinker Tailor film was also done earlier with Alex Guinness playing George Smiley, also wonderful, based on novels by John Le Carré.
Miriam,
and everyone in my household watches them and is interested in them.
I love it. Yeah, I people have this fascination with British period dramas, and I like them. I just don't like all of them, but Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy is a good one. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome, and thanks for this program. It's terrific.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it. I hope you keep listening.
Take care. Everybody be well.
We will. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're making a watch list of all the great stuff to watch during a pandemic to keep your house occupied. What's the thing that your whole family can sit down and watch? Or what is your guilty pleasure? What is the thing that you really don't want anybody to know that you've been binging, but right now you're going to come out on the radio and tell the world, not quite the world, but the whole state. Let's go to Jonathan in Peterborough. Jonathan, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hey, thanks, guys. So I recommend The Knights of Cydonia. You can stream it on Netflix, and it came out years ago. It was re-released recently. It is great escapism. I'm a sci-fi fan, so for me, space battles really ring true. but this is really good because, especially if you're like a middle-aged guy who has a lame job in a difficult industry, like so. This anime, it's Americanized, it's English dub, right? So it's easy for us to digest. But it has this Japanese pop song, like high energy, exciting.
Yeah.
But also, it has these really hot women in spacesuits, and they fly around in giant robots called Mecha, and they have these space battles, and there's this existential crisis with these aliens they discover.
Oh.
And you know they're going to win. You know they're going to do
sure.
it. It's so much easier to deal with than the freaking pandemic. So,
And this is particularly good for middle-aged men with jobs they aren't crazy about.
I would say so. I mean, I don't think my kids would watch it. They would see through it. But for me, it's great. So I'm rewatching the series, and I can't wait to finish my chores so I can sit down for an hour and tear through some of this tonight, drink a beer.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in.
The Knights of Cydonia on Netflix.
Knights of Cydonia on Netflix. We'll add it to our list. Thanks so much for calling in, Jonathan. Have a good night.
Thanks for the show. You guys take care. Bye.
You got it. We're going to talk now with someone who I was really excited to bring on the show for a couple of quick questions. His name is David Smilek, and he's on the line. David, how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good, good. So, David, I'm really excited to have you on the show. You know, we're doing a show all about what we're watching, and your angle here is really interesting. So you run in Campton DPS Computer Service and Video Rental. So you fix computers, but you also have this really extensive DVD rental library, which is not a thing most of us have access to anymore. So I want to ask you, if I was a customer and you wanted to sell me, why would I come to you to watch a movie instead of Netflix?
Well, I have more movies than they do, for one thing. I have an extensive collection of about 15,000 movies.
Wow, 15,000.
Yeah.
What are you noticing about people's watching habits during this pandemic? What's changing about what people are watching?
Well, most people are sticking to what they know. They started rewatching some of the older movies. The one movie that has been a big rental lately has been The Stand from Stephen King.
Oh, so this is Stephen King's pandemic story.
Yeah.
That's the one that people are but there's so many pandemic movies. There's movies about viruses, but that's the one you're saying?
Well, for me, that's my customers that are asking about that one. Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, and let me ask you this. What's your favorite movie, and we'll play the theme music when we go into our next break.
Oh, mine is Star Trek. I like the Wrath of Khan the best.
Oh, yeah. It is the best one. Kobayashi Maru forever.
David, thanks so much for being on the show. David Smilek runs DPS Computer Service and Video Rental in Campton. We appreciate you speaking with us. I hope the rentals keep going off the shelves.
Oh, thank you.
Take care. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about what you are watching during this pandemic to keep you sane, to keep you level. What are the things that your whole family can sit down and watch together? Or what is the thing that you are afraid to say on live radio that you are watching, but you're going to do it anyway right now because you want to join the fun? The number is 603-513-7700. Again, the number is 603-513-7700, or you can email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Anne is on the line. Hi, Anne. How are you, and where are you?
Hey, I'm across the border in Quincy, Vermont.
Okay, great. Good. Thanks for listening to us over there. And what are you watching?
You know, I'm looking at documentaries that I otherwise probably never would have picked.
Uh-huh.
Things like Wild Wild Country, The Flat Earthers Doc, Cocaine Island, and this really strange documentary I watched the other night about people who wear animal costumes.
Oh, my God.
The furries? I've seen it.
Yes.
Everything you were just saying, Rebecca was nodding her head very knowingly.
Seen every single one of them. Legend of Cocaine Island.
I've never heard of any of them.
Bananas. If you like The Tiger King and you think it's nuts, watch The Legend of Cocaine Island. It's bananas.
It's incredible.
I can imagine what it might be about. And where are you streaming all these documentaries?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And are you someone who ordinarily watches document? What is it about this moment that you're like diving into documentaries?
You know, I just am looking for something more distracting, and I figured if I watch the same kind of documentaries I always watch, it's just going to, you know, be the same old thing. So I'm stretching my documentary boundaries a little.
Good.
Love
it. I'm glad to hear that. Anne, thanks for calling in from Vermont, and you have a good night.
Hey, stay safe.
You too. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about the stuff you're watching that's keeping you occupied. Call us, 603-513-7700. Joe is calling from Jackson. Thanks for calling from up in Jackson. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What are you watching?
I have been watching the 2011 Stanley Cup playoff run, Boston Bruins Canucks on YouTube.
Oh my
God. All the games are on YouTube.
So obviously you saw this in 2011 when it was happening.
I did. Yes, I did. Yeah, I was a young man during their actual playoff run, and since they've gotten rid of the Bruins, this has been a great thing to kind of fill the void. And I have I'm on game 5 right now. I got a good feeling they're going to pull it off.
Spoiler alert.
You know, that's actually, for people who are going nuts not watching sports, like, I hadn't even thought of it. Like, every, you know, whatever playoff series, World Series, yeah. You could probably find anything online.
Yeah, I was recovering Governor Sununu's press conference the other day, and I was waiting for it to come on, WMUR, and they were playing an NBA Finals game from, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
There are so many games on. It's true. There's a lot to be seen.
Yeah. Joe, thanks so much for calling in. It's good to hear from you up in Jackson.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to go now to Will in Nashua. Hey, Will, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Yeah, good evening. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good. Very well, thanks. And interested in your program. Thank you very much for putting it on. I only just switched on, actually, and I listened to some of them. Heard the woman talking about John le Carré, and that's very, very good. There's a series which was put on British television I saw recently called The Night Manager, that was absolutely amazing. Hugh Laurie was the bad guy, the worst man in the world in it.
Mm.
He was just absolutely incredible.
Cool.
But the other thing I've been watching during this pandemic, and that's Mystery Science Theater 3000. Have you heard of that?
I'm not kidding you, Will. 20, maybe an hour ago, we were all, everyone who makes this show, we were all sitting down talking about stuff, and we started talking about Mystery Science Theater 1 hour ago. That show was phenomenal.
Brilliant.
How would you,
absolutely
Will, how
amazing.
Would you sum up what it is for people who have no idea what it is?
It is, you know, sitting down watching, it's the sort of things that would you think of and wish that you had said when you're watching all these really bad movies.
Yes.
And the whole concept of it, the whole what do you call it, the conceit of the series is that these poor scientists, this poor guy called Joel, or Mike, actually, they did change the characters, has been sort of blasted off into space because the scientists don't like him. And what they do, they just feed him movies and they monitor his mind. And, of course, he can't sort of, he's used all of the parts that allows him to sort of start and stop the movies he used up to make his robot friends. So he's sitting there with three robot friends, or two robot friends plus a couple of others, and they're just sort of like making these cracks about they're watching these really, really bad movies.
Yeah, it's like they're sitting in the front row in the movie theater watching the worst movie ever made, and they're just making fun of it.
They're riffing.
Yeah,
riffing. I used to be, well, actually, I joined their fan club. I was a Misty back in the 1990s.
Wow.
And actually, somebody made me a... like a little cardboard cutout to put across the bottom of my computer screen so that I could have this thing on there. People would come into my office and they'd know immediately that I was a Misty because they'd see this on the bottom of the computer screen, which is exactly the way you see it when you're watching the TV. It's really, really funny. And, I mean, some of them are just amazing. I'm watching the Master Ninja ones, the ones with Lee Van Cleef. I'm on number two at the moment. I mean, they're just priceless.
Yeah.
So what I would advise anybody to do.
That's wonderful. Will, before I let you go, I want to tell you this. When I used to live in Bar Harbor, Maine, and there's a great independent movie theater up there. And there also happens to be an improv troupe up there in the summers for all the tourists. They're always really great comics that do improv shows all the time. And once a week, at really late on a Sunday night, I think at like midnight, what they would do is play the worst sci-fi movie that they could find with no music and no sound. And they would give microphones to the whole improv troupe. And they even had a musician who could improv music. And they would improv the entire movie for an hour and a half. And it was like kind of emotional roller coaster where like it'd be great for 5 minutes. Then like they'd pick characters that were not working for like 20 minutes. And then it would kind of revive itself. So, you know, if you ever find yourself in Bar Harbor, go check that out.
Yeah,
that's very specific advice.
I actually found out how they actually made the MST, how they filmed it. And they would do exactly the same things. And they'd have a number of people sitting down writing all the jokes down, and then they would redo it only using the jokes that were written down. In fact, if you do a little bit of research into how MST3K got going and how they were made, it's really, really fascinating. In fact, John Robinson did they were in Lowell back in March. I remember thinking of going, but I thought the prices were a bit stiff. But
they
put in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Well, Will, I appreciate you calling in and reminding us how wonderful Mystery Science Theater was and for initiating people who have never heard of it. So thanks for calling in from Nashua. You have a good night.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome. Stay safe. Bye.
You got it. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about what you are watching to get you through the pandemic. What is occupying your time, your attention? What are your kids watching? What is the thing that's keeping you healthy, making you maybe giving you a little bit of comfort? Call us to tell us what you're watching. 603-513-7700, 603-513-7700, or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Elsa is calling from Antrim. Hi, Elsa. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Well, right now I've started watching Heartland again. It's a Canadian show on horses. And it's very family-friendly and fun to watch.
Is this a documentary? Is it fiction?
No. It's a TV series out of Canada, Heartland.
Hmm. Are you a horse person?
Yeah. Yep.
Do you have horses?
No, I've always wanted to, but no, I don't have horses. But this is fun to watch, and it's upbeat and nothing too disastrous, you know?
Right, nothing too bad happens. Great, and then is there a movie you're watching as well?
Well, I wanted to suggest Fried Green Tomatoes.
Oh, fantastic.
For a movie that's a classic that's good for all ages.
Yeah.
That's
got hard parts to it.
It does.
It's really rich.
It's very rich.
And my roommate wants to see Casablanca again.
Very good. Put that at the top of your list. Get back to that one quickly. Thanks for calling in, Elsa. It's good to hear from you.
Good to hear you. It's sort of nice to have some laughter on the radio.
Mm. Absolutely. We agree with you. Thanks for noticing.
Okay. Yep.
Thank you. Let's do a quick email or two. Alyssa from Lebanon says, I've been watching Sandition on PBS. I don't know what that one is. Do you know that one, Rebecca?
Sandition?
Sandition.
Oh, I'm writing it down.
Okay. Following the business and love interests of the Parker brothers in the seaside town of Regency, England, is a perfect escape. It is based on an unfinished Jane Austen novel. Oh. And the screenplay is by the acclaimed Andrew Davies. Also, Meg from Dover says, my husband, 16-year-old, and I have been watching James Bond movies. Love that. Lots of explosives and a happy ending. My 13-year-old daughter doesn't like them. She and I watch The British Baking Show.
Nice. Good choice.
That's an eclectic choice. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're going to head into a quick break. As we do, we're going to cue up the Star Trek soundtrack theme song for David Smilek up in Campton. Call us. Tell us what you're watching to get you through. 603-513-7700. Stay with us.
Dover. And one thing that I watched recently that kind of hit the spot was Christopher Robin, that live action Winnie the Pooh movie that came out a few years ago. I hadn't gotten the chance to see it. But one thing about it really hit the spot. Like, Christopher Robin's grown up. He has this like terrible capitalist job. He's gone through World War II and he sort of has a family and is in this situation where he's making this decision to keep his own job or lay off all his colleagues, all his friends, and that aspect of that movie hit pretty hard right now, but it's definitely also a great family movie for adults and children, so Christopher Robin was my recommendation. Thanks.
Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate life in this time of a pandemic. We're talking about, speaking of getting through and helping each other navigate, we're making a watch list. All the stuff that you are watching that's helping you get through this moment, that's helping you escape. Is it a documentary? Is it, you know, is it the Tiger King? Is it something that was designed for you to binge it online? Or is it something, you know, old school, something that's from your childhood, like Goonies, or that would have been from my childhood. What is it that you're watching that's helping you get through? Black Beauty, that's a good one too. I just want to let you know too that Thursday, tomorrow, is kind of a big day here at NHPR. We have a one-day fundraising challenge. We're going to try to raise $50,000 in a day. And if we do, we'll get another $20,000 from a group of generous listeners. You don't have to wait until tomorrow, though. If you donate tonight, it will count towards that $50,000 goal. Every little bit counts. And if you can swing it right now, we certainly do appreciate it. Donate at nhpr.org as soon as you can. And also tomorrow night on our show, New Hampshire Calling, it's our weekly music show. It's an all request music hour. We got a lot of cool stuff lined up, but you know, we're going to have another one next week too. So why don't you email us sooner than later or send us a voicemail to 603-513-7700 to tell us what are you listening to right now? What's getting you through? You can email your request to nhcalling@nhpr.org. To the phones, Rebecca?
Sure.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
We got people who want to tell us what they're watching. Kevin is on the line. Kevin, how are you?
Pretty good.
Kevin, where are you?
I'm in New Hampshire. I'm watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You're actively watching it right now?
No. I got the radio going on, but I was wondering if it was going to mess with you guys' reception or whatever.
Yes, it could. But, it could.
I've watched all the commentaries and stuff. For Game of Thrones, my mother's getting me season 8.
Mm. All right.
But the thing is I think I might be immune to this coronavirus or whatever.
Oh, really?
Because I caught the chickenpox twice when I was younger, you know, and at the same time I had the flu and stuff, but I've never been sick ever since.
Yeah. Well,
and
Kevin,
that's like 20 years ago.
Yep.
And I've never been sick. I've never missed a day or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how do I get in touch with someone to...
Kevin, listen. Hey, Kevin.
My blood and
hold on, Kevin. Hold on one second, okay? Kevin. Thank you for calling about Game of Thrones. We can't give out medical advice on the air, certainly, and I don't want to confuse any listeners by letting anybody think that you might be able to be immune to coronavirus. I would say, you know, if you have questions about this virus and this moment we're in, call a healthcare professional. And there's also lots of resources online on websites that you can find run by the state and at NHPR.org. Let's go to another call. And hey, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Hard not
classic,
to watch.
Classic binge series.
Absolutely.
It's a good time.
It's phenomenal.
Maybe not with little kids.
And my wife, definitely not with
little
kids. Nothing about that is good for little kids.
Lots of incest, stuff you don't want your little kids to have to explain to them.
Yeah. And my wife, like, she read all the books.
Yeah.
And she watched, she's old school, and she watched all the series. And somewhere in the middle, she had to, like, let go of the fact. I watched her actively let go of the fact that it was no longer the book,
right, you know? Yeah. There was a phenomenon where it was a little bit annoying to watch that show with people who read the book. Sorry,
oh,
Sarah
yeah.
Plourd,
I get you.
With whom I watched it.
Yes, yes. No, only love for Sarah Plourd. let's go to Karen in Plainfield. Hey, Karen, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you guys?
We're good.
What are you
watching?
Well, not at the moment because I listen to the radio all the time, but I wanted to suggest Charlotte's Web for children.
Yeah.
I wanted to suggest As Time Goes By, the TV show from Britain.
I don't know that one.
It's fabulous. And the movie with Alan Alda in it and Ellen Bernstein is called Same Time Next Year.
Okay.
They're all family friendly.
Wonderful. Okay, very good. And Charlotte's Web.
Yeah,
you can't
Charlotte
get any
Web
better.
Is wonderful.
Yeah.
Especially when they sing about we're more alike than different.
Yeah, what a good message right now. Thanks, Karen, for calling in from Plainfield. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
So many plugs for British TV. I love British
TV.
I watch a lot of British procedurals. My favorite, you can find it on Netflix right now, is called Happy Valley. It's very dark. It is so good.
Yeah.
Great British procedural. So many great like detective series and stuff on Netflix.
I know.
UK. Totally great.
I don't personally get the phenomenon.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know. I think there's something is because everybody else seems to, but like I can get into some of them. Yeah, but
you're wrong, and we're right.
I understand. I totally understand. We've got some emails. Vicky says, watch this fantastic British-Japanese 8-episode police crime series called, I may mispronounce this, I apologize, Giri Haji. GIRI/HAGI. It's on Netflix. Unlike any police procedural, fantastic acting, writing, characters, great show. And Leah says, the show I binge-watched recently was an anime by the name of, I'm going to do it again, Kaikegurui. Kaikegurui. It's 2 seasons and can be streamed on Netflix. It's crazy, wild ride with insane characters and wild over-the-top gambling situations. All right. Thanks, Leah. That's good
advice. Uncut gems of anime.
It's the uncut gems of anime. Okay, good. Now, we are going to go to someone who has been on NHPR a bunch in the past. Her name is Amy Diaz. Amy, welcome to New Hampshire Calling. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, it's good to have you. So, Amy, you are an editor and writer at The Hippo in Manchester, and you write about, you know, like movies, culture, all kinds of stuff. And you and I had a great talk the other day that was all about like watching as a tool during this pandemic. You know, what does that mean, particularly for your kids? I want to let listeners know that you have twin 4-year-old boys,
wow.
Right? And an 8-year-old girl. So how do you think about what you let them watch, given how much time they are spending at home? And Amy, I just want to remind listeners our phone number to call in to tell us what they're watching to round off our watch list, our pandemic watch list. What's the show, the movie that's getting you through right now? 603-513-7700. Again, 603-513-7700. Okay, so Amy Diaz, how do you think about what you let your kids watch right now?
Well, it's all about finding something that everyone can live with.
Yeah.
You
know, so that isn't too scary for the little guys, not too boring for the older kid. And I've gotten lucky. There have been a couple of sort of recent movies that have come out that have even had attached properties so we can watch other stuff, not just one movie over and over again. One of them was Trolls World Tour. This came out last Friday.
Trolls.
So if you've never watched the Troll movies before, they're basically 90-minute commercials for Troll soundtracks and
right.
licensed material.
Yes.
And that is fine. I'm fine with that.
Okay,
it's a
good.
A lot of covers of pop songs. This one had a lot of covers of hard rock songs, too, because the Trolls meet, you know, it's previously it's been only pop music loving trolls, but now they meet the hard rock loving trolls and the country trolls.
Sounds like a nightmare.
You know, I'll say this. So, okay, to rent this, the way these video on demand, the kind of the in theater movies work, you rent them for 48 hours. It's about $20.
Right.
Sounds really expensive, but my kids probably watched it four or five times in the 48 hours that we had it. So, you know, money well spent because they all liked it and they all watched it and no one was, you know, fighting over the remote while this was happening. So it was
right. And so, Amy, it's like kind of a utility. I mean, anybody with kids, I think everybody with kids, younger kids, has watched their standards drop in terms of how much screen time they'll allow their children during this pandemic, right? Because like everybody feels that they have a standard, they don't want their kids to watch TV and videos too much.
I resist the idea that there's a standard anymore.
Yeah, yeah, but I like the idea of like, you know, you have to get things done around the house, and if it's got to be trolls, it's got to be trolls, right?
Absolutely, and you know, and like I said, this is the sequel, so there's another movie, there's a holiday special, and on Netflix there's even an animated series. So that is lots of Trolls content that we can cycle through that everyone will hopefully enjoy.
Good. Yeah, and it's, once you find a good thing, right? Awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And Amy, we've got a few other callers on the line that we want to get to, but I'm glad you took a moment to tell us that your kids will sit through Trolls, because I think that means something with twin 4-year-olds and an 8-year-old. Like, that's a serious
whatever
span.
Whatever it takes.
Anything that will get everyone to calm down is a worthwhile endeavor. I would also put in a quick plug for Shaun the Sheep. There's a whole bunch of Shaun the Sheep movies and TV shows.
Yep.
The one that just came out is rated G. So that is, again, all audiences friendly.
Okay, great. Thanks, Amy Diaz, writer and editor at The Hippo. Thanks so much for speaking with us on New Hampshire Calling.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Let's go to Nicholas up in Berlin. Hey, Nicholas, how are you?
Good, you?
Good, good. Thanks for calling New Hampshire Calling. What are you watching? What's keeping you sane these days?
Supernatural with the Winchester brothers.
I have never actually heard of that.
Classic.
Rebecca. Yeah?
Yeah.
What is this? What is it?
They're basically like ghost hunters.
Yeah.
Like monster hunters and stuff like that.
It's sort of like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but about two brothers. It's sort of like of that genre. They fight demons.
Yeah.
They have angel friends. It's been on forever.
Like Vampire Diaries. And
yeah,
like
it's
that.
Been on forever, and it's really fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And is this something you just discovered because of... Because of the pandemic, or were you already initiated?
I was already initiated. Yeah.
Cool. Well, hey, thanks for calling into the show, and thanks for listening.
Yeah.
All right. Take care. That's it. I think we got quite a list.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of stuff.
I gotta throw something in.
Yeah.
That I'm loving right now.
Yeah, sure.
It's on Hulu. It's a show called Devs. It's a very obscure show. It's super good. It's science fiction. It takes place in the present day. It's about a Silicon Valley tech company that is doing something really weird. It's got a great cast. Nick Offerman from Parks and Rec plays the bad guy. It's got a lot of mystery, a lot of intrigue. And one plug for something that you can watch with your whole family that my whole family enjoys. We like a lot of bad reality TV. One show we love is Ancient Aliens on the History Channel. And another show we all love is made right here in New Hampshire, Northwoods Law on Animal Planet.
Yes.
Quite good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for all ages.
I like that we're ending it on something local. Support your local business. Support your local TV show. If there's any other local TV shows, let us know that we missed, but it might just be North Country Law. What a great show. Thanks to everybody who called in. I just want to let everyone know that Will from Nashua, who we spoke to about Mystery Science Theater, emailed us a picture of his cat.
And nice.
Maybe we'll put that up with our watch list so everybody can see Will's cat. I want to thank all of our guests who called in and wrote emails. I want to thank everyone who listened. Also, of course, thank you, Rebecca Lavoie, for being
here with us.
Anytime. Amy Diaz and David Smilek. New Hampshire Calling is produced by Emily Quirk with help from Pete Nakos. Corey Princell is NHPR's managing editor. Maureen McMurray is executive producer. I just want you to know the music you're about to hear is from probably, I think, everyone who works on this show's favorite movie, at least 3 out of 4, Shawshank Redemption. Oh. That scene where he locks himself in the warden's office and blasts the opera for all of the inmates to see.
10 out of 10 movie.
10 out of 10 movie. That's what we're going to end on tonight. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. And remember, we are all in this together.